This is Robert Kurtz, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's ASC Review. Today I am joined by Michael Kulzicki, Executive Director for the Joint Commission's Ambulatory Care Accreditation Program. I'll be asking Mr. Kulzicki 5 questions pertaining to the topics of ASCs preparing for accreditation and the importance of a ready-to-go list. Michael, thank you for taking the time to speak with me. My first question is, in one of your recent blog posts on the Joint Commission's website, you discussed the importance of the ready-to-go list. Can you briefly explain what this is and why it is critical to a successful survey?
Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here and share some ideas with your ASC readers. The ready-to-go list is simply a set of documents that are helpful to have both for the organization and the surveyor who is providing the Joint Commission evaluation. And it includes documents that help the first two agenda items of the on-site survey. They include things like performance improvement data, infection prevention and surveillance data, an organizational chart, list of contracted services, and most importantly, the list of the patient appointment schedules or surgery schedules for each survey day.
Excellent. In addition to helping ensure a smooth survey, how can completing the ready-to-go list further benefit an organization?
This comes to me directly from one of our surveyors who recently commented about this process. Surveyors can manage and start the survey without the ready-to-go list, but missing documents might lead to something being found non-compliant during the course of the on-site evaluation when it really wasn't. And you don't. The ASC does not want the lack of a readily available document to be a reason for an initial finding of noncompliance. That noncompliance could be clarified at a later date, but it makes much more sense to take care of it while the surveyor is on site. In the end, more preparation will produce a better survey for the ASC.
Thank you. In another recent blog post, I noticed that you offered some helpful tips for administrators who are applying for accreditation. What would you say are the most critical components for successful preparation?
Well, a number of factors come into play for ASC going through accreditation for the first time. First of all, while administrator may have others on the team responsible for parts of the standards compliant, it's always helpful to have the administrator as well understand the language and the framework of the standards to better understand the process. Many of the elements of the Joint Commission standards are really built around what it takes to run a good ASC. Another factor would be empowering the staff to become involved. In contrast to the old days of a Joint Commission survey, for an ASC, it's likely that the Joint Commission surveyor is going to engage and have a dialogue with almost every member of the ASC staff. So empowering the staff to become involved and comfortable with that process will be important. Thirdly, there's tools built into the Joint Commission process to help the ASC in advance of the survey to do a gap analysis, essentially find out how much they're prepared and areas that might take some further work.
You sort of touched on this, but could you discuss some simple steps organizations can take to become better prepared?
Well, a couple of suggestions I would make, and I routinely share these with ASC audiences. First of all is to conduct mock surveys, and that's where you take one staff person, preferably from a different area of the ASC, and have them simulate the process for the surveyor to go through and conduct a patient tracer and ask the relevant questions of your staff. So as an example, recommend that you take a front office business staff person and have them walk through your pre-op area and examine it from the eyes of a surveyor. And simultaneously, to take one of your pre-op people and have them do that similar patient tracer walkthrough through, say, your post-op area as well. Another tool to use for preparation is the Joint Commission, twice a year, publishes what we find to be the most challenging standards that our ambulatory customers experience either in the past 6 months or the past 12 months. This is a ready ready-made tip sheet for you for identifying areas that your peers throughout the country have found to be most challenging. And then you can access our standards interpretation group to help you understand how to get full compliance.
Terrific. Final question for you today is, what are the most common reasons organizations come up short in their preparation?
Actually, I was just with one of our surveyors last week addressing a group of ASCs on the West Coast, and he shared exactly what he sees when he's visiting ASCs. Most common area is in the area of identifying and prioritizing risks that are specific to the ASC in terms of infection prevention. Too many organizations use cookie-cutter approaches to this, and the Joint Commission standards are very specific about identifying risks that are specific to your setting and the kind of surgical services you provide and the kind of patients that you see. The second area that he identified as usually challenging for ASCs is in the environment of care and the evaluation and framework of handling the identification of all the risk areas related to your physical space. As our surveyor described it, he said, the environment of care framework simply isn't in the typical ASC clinical bloodline, so that is an area that usually proves somewhat challenging for some ASCs.
Thank you, Michael, for your time and insight. You can learn more about the Joint Commission's Ambulatory Care Accreditation Program on the Joint Commission's website at www.jointcommission.org. You can also contact Michael directly at M as in Michael Kulczycki, K-U-L-C-Z-Y-C-K-I at jointcommission.org. Again, M Kulczycki at jointcommission.org, or by calling 630-792-5290. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email me at rob@beckersasc.com. Please make sure to regularly visit Becker's ASC Review at www.beckersasc.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for ambulatory surgery centers. Thank you for joining us.